The mitzvot at the beginning of this week's Parsha of Emor deal with a number of laws associated with the Kedusha of a Kohen, including the lords of whom he's not allowed to marry. And one of those mitzvot is Isha Zona v'chalala lo ikachu, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who's a Zona or a Chalala. So what is a Zona and a Chalala in this context? A Zona is any woman who's not Jewish, as well as any Jewish woman who's had a sexual relationship that's prohibited across the board, such as a woman who's been in an incestuous relationship, or a woman who's had a relationship with a Gentile man. And this is a very important practical halakha that comes up from time to time, that sometimes a woman has a sexual history with non-Jews, and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. And what is a chalala? A chalala is a woman who's the offspring of a relationship that a Kohen was not allowed to enter into. For example, if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, a divorced woman, then any daughter from that marriage is a chalala, and she, like her mother, may also not marry a Kohen. So a question that comes up with regard to a chalala is whether or not a Kohen is allowed to marry a woman who has a non-Jewish father. On the face of it, there shouldn't be a problem, because she isn't the result of a marriage which was forbidden to a Kohen specifically. But the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, suggests that she might actually be prohibited to a Kohen because of a Kal Vachomer. If the daughter of a widow who is married to a Kohen Gadol, which is a very limited Issa, is prohibited to a Kohen, then Kal Vachomer that the daughter of a Gentile married to a Jewish woman, which is a prohibition that applies much more widely, that she should be asura to a Kohen. So, la halacha, what the din should be is a machloket in the Rishonim. The Rif and the Ramban say they're not sure, so she's safek asura. The Rosh says that she's definitely asura, and the Rambam in Perek Tet Vav of Hilchot Yisurei Bia says that she's definitely permitted. How do we paskin in practice? So the Shulchan Aruch in Evin HaEzer, Simon Zayin, Sifyud Zayin, rules like the Rosh that such a marriage cannot take place. But very significantly, two of the main commentaries on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Shmuel and the Chelkat Mechokek at the beginning of Siman Dalet, they write that since it's a machloket in the Rishonim, if such a couple are already married, then they're allowed to remain married. A question about this halakha came up a few weeks ago. A colleague contacted me about a couple who wanted to get married. They've been civilly married for many years, but for reasons that aren't clear, they never got married Kedat Moshe Yisrael, and now later in life, when they've already got grandchildren, they've decided that it's time to have a chuppah and get married halachically. The problem is that the woman's father was non-Jewish, and her husband, or husband-to-be, however you look at it, is a Kohen, and he wanted to know, is there any way that they can get married? So obviously questions like this are way above my pay grade, and I certainly didn't paskin on the matter, but I pointed him in a few relevant directions. One of which is a tshuva by Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg, who was a very distinguished Talmid Chacham who served as Rosh Beit Din in Tel Aviv in the 1950s, 60s and 70s, published in his Sheilot Tshuvot Dvar Yehoshua, Chelek Gimel Simen Chet, where he discusses a very similar case, the case of an engaged couple who discovered after they got engaged that there was a halachic problem with their relationship because her father wasn't Jewish and he was a Kohen. So Rav Ehrenberg's considerations are as follows. Number one, he believes that it's cogent to suggest that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that such a marriage is prohibited, the intention is that it's prohibited only misafek, like the Rif holds, and he brings various proofs of this position that are the subject of a longer share. Number two, he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who maintain that even if such a marriage is definitely asur, then for various reasons it's actually only asur midrabanan, which now means that we've got a safek about an isur midrabanan. Number three, he cites the view of the Maharshtam and the Shvut Yaakov, which is that nowadays we don't have such a thing as a Kohen Vadai, and the Kohanim simply have a chazakah of being Kohanim, but we can't be absolutely certain that a person is a Kohen. And fourthly, and very significantly, showing both sensitivity and halachic courage, he says that this is a case to akin to a case of igun. He says you've got a young woman, who's in love with a man who she wants to marry. Who's to say that if you call the wedding off that she'll ever be in love again? and get married in the future. So on the basis that the couple got engaged b'shogeg, unaware of the halachic problems, he was willing to regard this as a case of tzorech gadol, a case of extreme need, and he permitted the marriage to take place. So certainly l'chatchila, a marriage such as this shouldn't take place, but it does seem that in certain instances there might well be grounds for leniency, and indeed later authorities, including the Rishon Lezion, Rav Shlomo Amar, have also paskened like this in similar cases. Ad kan and Shabbat Shalom.